Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm ready to get torched.
Get torched. Now, when you said you were bringing us torch songs, I didn't entirely know what we were talking about. And then when I Googled it, I was like, oh, no, I know what torch songs are. I think we all do in our deepest hearts. But what are we talking about today?
Well, I had thought, and I was half right. I had thought torch songs, you know, were the songs with the lady in the sparkly dress with the gloves up to her elbow with a single spotlight on a stool in a dark stage saying... Now, that is, yes, that's it, but it's basically also any song about unrequited love.
Right, okay.
And that's what I hadn't clicked. So, huge chunks of just any song and any chart and any month are torch songs. I mean, look at the whole career of Adele, and that, the concert.
The queen of torch songs, contemporary torch songs, yeah.
And even in some people's contemporary top list was Justin Bieber, and I was like, wait, what?
Really? <You know? laughs>
I feel like that's controversial. I'm not sure that I would put that in the torch song category.
But any unrequited love song, you see? So it's an unrequited love, but it's also sultry and sexy. So it's unrequited with that like little flare of hope that they're going to come back. They're going to reconcile.
Because they're so hot and sad.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
It's more than I thought. So there is that sort of OG jazz influence and blues influence and the 1930s and that element's there, but it's actually a huge chunk of any song you like. I don't know if you want to start
let's start with this.
The train. I'm walking down your street again and past your door, but you don't live there anymore.
Oh, Tracy.
Oof. Since you've been there, and now you disappeared somewhere like out of space.
So we aren't doing this chronologically this morning.
No, so this is,
they sort of get more intense.
But I guess this is sort of showing how they still happen, yeah, and they are so flexible to lots of genres. So this is 2009, Everything But the Girl, I Miss You, like the desert, miss the rain.
Oh dear.
We still feel that way. And yeah, I was thinking, because a couple weeks ago I did, happy songs because I figured we need it. And
yeah.
I didn't mean to do sad songs as a genre, but this kind of codified it for me why we have so many sad songs in pop music.
Hmm.
A lot of them aren't sad about like things, except for this issue. Like
longing.
Yeah,
pining.
This seems
it's the pining genre.
This seems to be the thing that pop music is really good for.
It is
speaking,
yeah,
for I wish that it happened, or I wish we'd get back together, or that was great, or why don't you love me?
Well, they're universal feelings. Everybody goes through that at some point in their lives. We were laughing that when we looked at the list of tracks you'd suggested. It would read like a breakup playlist, truly.
Yeah. True. But that's a big thing. That's one big way of handling your mental health, let's be honest.
Music.
And creating these special playlists. And, a breakup, you're right. That's one of people's first go-to is music. Not the therapist. Well, maybe the bottle first. Okay. But then...
Not endorsed.
I can't move on and I miss you.
That cowbell is... Get it.
Now, the weird thing is, it's a relatively new phrase, carrying a torch for somebody. Like, you'd think it'd be, like, ancient.
Because isn't it also
some British slang?
Hold a candle. It means the same thing, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find anything, like, they don't really know where it came from. They know, like, in ancient Rome, they would have a torch at the bride's house before the guys came. But they can't really figure out where it came from. But
right.
Definitely started emerging in the music, and in fact, in the 30s and stuff. In fact, there's even songs that will say, I carried a torch for you. Like, that's how they got the name, is from some lyrics having that.
And I miss you.
So we don't even... you know, we're laughing, but we're not even, you know, it's like, yeah, we've all been there, which is dumb, let's be honest.
But I think maybe the thing
pining after someone that doesn't love you back. Dumb. God.
When you're going through heartbreak, it is melodrama, but it's also so all-consuming that a song like this, which you can kind of, like, jam along to when you're in a cheerful frame of mind, really speaks to you, you know, when you're, like, going through it.
Well, and this is boppy, you know, so you can, like, kind of move your body and dance to it, which is weird, but that probably helps the healing too, you know?
I'm keen to hear about people's personal torch songs out there. You can text them in on 5395.
Oof. Oh, wow, yeah.
What's your go-to big weeper when you need a little bit of heartbreak salve there? And there is something about leaning into it, eh? When you're kind of like,
oh, yeah.
I need to hear somebody sing about how sad they are because that's where I'm at, you know?
We're gonna... A wallow.
To London town.
So this is Nina Simone. To clear up my mind. Where Can I Go Without You? 1961.
Then on to Paris for the fun I could find. I found I couldn't leave my memories behind. Where
does seem to be quite like a recurring theme, isn't it? I've traveled all over the world and you're still like the only one for me, or like I've left my heart in some place or another, or you know, you've taken it with you. It's that kind of like space and time have not fixed the problem kind of feeling going on there.
Space and time. Well, and it's kind of ironic that these are all in an era, and a long era of, you know, heteronormative, heterosexual marriage relationships. Why are we singing songs about longing love, which you supposedly only did for a few brief years before you got married and had children? You know, like, so, like, why are there so many of these? You know, is it just your teen loves, or is it, you know, we're still at all ages and stages in your life, you can get that sort of feeling.
Well, it's that sort of like sense of unfulfillment as well. I think, you know, these songs relate to people not just in heartbreak, but when you're just having a moment in your life where you're like, something's missing, what is it?
Absolutely.
Nina, sing it to me.
Yeah, have I done enough?
All right, we've got some good messages here. Why by Annie Lennox. Big torch song. Yeah. Dead Heat by Straight Jacket Fitz. Another strong call.
Now, the Annie Lennox one is cool because she even plays with that torch singer trope, doesn't she?
She does,
whole album with the sparkles and the turban.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So she's directly acknowledging that this is where she came from, to learn how to sing, you know?
So there is like a specific, like, if you think about torch songs as a genre, we are kind of talking about, as you mentioned at the start there, usually women in that kind of cabaret or late night jazz club sort of setting.
Yes.
But it has sort of expanded to be more of a catch-all rather than a genre term, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think Wikipedia said it's a niche more than a genre. But it definitely grew out of jazz for some reason, which again can be sort of a more happier, busy, fast music. But, you know, there's this pause. I mean, Nina Simone's voice is so great. She's got that... She sounds like she's talking to you, but she's also singing. And, okay, so that song was written by Peggy Lee.
Well,
which segues
we're gonna play next. But also, Nina had tragedy in her life. You know, like this has got a good intro.
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire.
Sorry, that was funny.
I never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement.
What you guys can't see is Zoe's lip-syncing every word here.
I love this song.
Zoe.
I watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire?
Peggy.
I've been saying this all morning.
That is so emo.
Oh, there is. Someone says, just going back to Nina for a second, Nina rules. Is there such a thing as too much Nina Simone? I think not. I think there's a Nina for every mood, but especially for the torch song era.
Yeah.
Had some Portishead texts as well.
Yes.
Someone says that their torch song is Frosty Night by Massimo Catalano. No lyrics, just smooth, sad, steady vibes.
Oh, okay, I don't know that one.
Ne me quitte pas by Jacques Brel. Ouch is the the comment on that one there.
We're all modeling this morning.
12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus. The greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears. And a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads.
So he's living for this.
And as I sat there watching...
It's just so dramatic.
Theatre kids everywhere resonate with Peggy Lee on a deep level, I feel.
Yeah, people taking notes. Oh, that's my new audition song.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Zoe's holding her head in her hands.
17-year-old me would definitely have done that if someone had asked me to audition for something.
That's a weird 17-year-old. That's unusual.
That's a theatre kid 17-year-old. I know that 17-year-old well.
So she was... 48 when she recorded this track.
Wow.
This is from 1969, the same year as like Beatles Abbey Road and Led Zeppelin 2 and Rolling Stones. Like, this isn't from the 30s.
No, but it feels like it.
But it sounds like it. Yeah. Maybe it's a nostalgia for the 30s, you know, like before World War II, before, you know.
With the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river.
It could have come straight out of Cabaret, eh?
It could have.
We'd sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love.
So Peggy Lee is one of those absolute pillars of the torch song thing.
Yeah. Now, you were talking about musical theater. Musical theater loves a torch song.
They do.
You know, one of the iconic ones I didn't play is Maybe This Time, from Cabaret. Yeah. Well, and even what's the more recent, that And I'm Telling You, from Dreamgirls.
Yeah, totally. We've had Glory Box, Leave It to the Other Girls to Play. Rowan's texted in, Dinosaur Jr., Why Don't You Like Me?
I don't know that song, but the title.
That is a good song. But that's interesting as well, because like as Rowan's kind of texted in there, you can use a torch song to sort of describe stuff that doesn't necessarily sound like the Smoky Cabaret.
Yes, that's right. So it's multiple genres, actually. Torch is a vibe.
When the final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is?
Oh, Peggy.
Is that all there is?
Now, here's another weird fact. The margarita drink was named after her.
Really? What? I had no idea.
Yeah. Because Peggy is short for Margaret, and she had come back from Mexico and got people in Texas to make this drink. And Miss Piggy was originally Miss Peggy.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
I don't know if she was either had a diva bad personality or why Miss Piggy was named after her, but maybe just because she's an iconic torch singer and would want to be named for that. You know, this is what Miss Piggy wanted to be.
Yeah, Miss Piggy's an icon. Is That All There Is by Peggy Lee. We're getting lots going in here. Husker Du, Don't Want to Know. Does the Verve fit this? Drugs Don't Work. Do deserts miss the rain, though, is the text from Izzy. It's a good question, Izzy. Maybe that's just how they are.
maybe they've learned to deal with it like we haven't.
We're getting a nice slice of the BFM listeners' emo hours out here, yeah. I think. So thanks for texting those in. And thank you for bringing us these torch songs this morning, Kirsten. Where are we going next week?
Inuit throat singing.
Oh, wow. That'll be very interesting. Thanks for that. We will see you soon. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you very much.